beautiful nativity scene. We're going to go to the scriptures and just pull together out of Matthew and Luke. And, you know, Jesus said that my words, they are spirit and life. I pray that these words become fresh in your spirit and bring in you life. In Luke 1, we read, in the sixth month after Elizabeth had become pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth in a town of Galilee. He was sent to a virgin. The girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from a family line of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel greeted her and said, "The Lord has blessed you in a special way. He is with you." Mary was very upset because of these words, and she wondered what kind of greeting this could be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you must call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord will make him a king like his father David of long ago. The Son of the Most High God will rule forever over his people. They are from the family line of Jacob, and that kingdom will never end." "How can this happen?" Mary asked the angel. "I'm a virgin." The angel answered and said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High God will cover you. So the Holy One that is born in you will be called the Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth will have a child even though she is old. People thought she couldn't have children, but she became pregnant for 6 months now. That's because what God says will always come true." "I serve the Lord," Mary answered. "May it happen to me just as you said it would." Then the angel left her. Well, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary and Joseph had promised to get married, but before they started to live together, it became clear that she was going to have a baby. She became pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was faithful to the law, but did not want to put her away in public shame, so he planned to divorce her quietly. But as Joseph was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. The baby inside of her is from the Holy Spirit. She is going to have a son, and you must give him the name Jesus. That's because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to bring about what the Lord said would happen. He had said through the prophet, "The virgin's going to have a baby, and she will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel." His name, Emmanuel, means God with us. Joseph woke up, and he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him to do. He took Mary home as his wife, but he didn't sleep with her until she gave birth to a son, and Joseph gave him the name Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law, and it required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman army. Whole Roman world, and it was the first time a list was made of the people while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to their hometown to be listed. So Joseph went up, and he went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David, and he went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. And while Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born, and she gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth, and she placed him in a manger. That's because there was no guest room where they could stay. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were taking care of the sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. It will be great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Here's how you will know I'm telling you the truth. You'll find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven appeared. And they were praising God. They said, "May glory be given to God in the highest. May peace be given to those who he is pleased with on earth." The angels left and went to heaven. And then the shepherds said one another, Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over. The shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God. Everything they had seen and heard was just as they had been told. While Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. And this happened while Herod was the king of Judah. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and they asked, they said, "Where is the child who was born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose. Now we've come to worship him." When King Herod heard about it, he was upset. Everyone in Jerusalem was troubled too, so Herod called together all the chief priests of the people, and he called the teachers of the law, and he asked them, he says, where is this Messiah going to be born? "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "That is what the prophet has written. He said, 'But you, Bethlehem, in land of Judah, are certainly not the least important among all towns. A ruler will come out of you. He will rule my people like a shepherd.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men. He found out from them exactly where the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, search carefully for the child. And as soon as you find him, report it to me. Then I'll go and worship him too." After the wise men had listened to the king, they went their way. The star that they had seen when it rose ahead of them, it finally stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. The wise men went into the house. They saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened up the treasures. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But then God warned them to go a different direction. Don't go back to Herod. So they went to a different country. When the wise men had left, Joseph had a dream, and in the dream, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. "Get up. Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and stay there until I tell you to come back. Herod is going to search for the child. He wants to kill him." So Joseph got up. During the night, he left for Egypt with his child and his mother, Mary. They stayed there until the king, Herod, had died. So the words of the Lord were spoken through the prophet came true. He said, "I brought my son out of Egypt." And how many know that's not the end? We live the rest of the story in Jesus.
Amen. Whoever's children need to be attended to back there, please do it. Thank you for coming out tonight. You know, there's a couple of words we use, tradition and traditionalism. Tradition is the living faith of the dead, the living faith of our fathers. Living still, as the song goes. Traditionalism is the dead faith of the living, where we just go through motions and do things because we don't even know why. It's just that's what we do. But tonight, we celebrate the great tradition of the church meeting on a Christmas Eve. Whatever your thoughts are on when Christmas Day should be and Christmas Eve, what day Jesus was born on, it doesn't matter. What matters is the living faith of our fathers who have passed this message down to us for centuries, from the time Jesus himself was born. And you being here tonight in this worship band, thank you, just testifies on a cold winter's night that Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is our hope. He is the light of the world. And that's why we carry our little candles and we sing, because we believe that he is the light of the world. Thank you for shaking those candles. Amen. We testify to that. It is a living faith that's alive in us today that Jesus Christ was born. As Jeff read the story is true. And I want to read one verse in the Gospel of John. Well, I'll read a couple of verses out of the letter of John. Mark, if you know the Gospels at all, Mark doesn't mention Christmas, doesn't mention a birth. Matthew and Luke tell the Christmas story, which we heard read. from the Bible tonight. But John, his gospel tells us why Jesus came. And if you read in the gospel of John, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go to the letter of John, 1 John. But in the gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And if you read down, it goes on to say, he is the light of men. He came to dwell among us. And 1 John, the same writer, he says it like this. And I want to read in 1 John chapter 1 to verse 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, and we have seen it and testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Amen. May God bless His Word. John, in his gospel and in his letters, he explains the meaning of Christmas, what it's all about. And he says three things. It means salvation is a gift. It's a gift from God. The Bible says He is the life. He is the light of men. He is the light of our hearts. He's the one who brought light into this world. And it's not He shared a gift. He is the gift. Jesus coming in the flesh is the gift that God provided for us. He is the life and the salvation and the way. He didn't come to show us a way. He is the way. Amen. I don't want to preach tonight, but I do want to preach. But Christmas Eve, 1973. I don't know if you can remember where you were. I remember where I was. But I've shared this testimony many times. My older sister, Irene, we have five sisters in our family, three boys. On a Christmas Eve in 1973, she was here in Edmonton in a very dark place in her life, not knowing what to do, contemplating what's the point of her life, and ended up on the high-level bridge, and I've shared the story, her testimony. And she decided to go to church that Christmas Eve rather than end her life, rather than sink into the darkness around. And I'm sure it was a night like this, dark and cold. And she decided to go to church that night on a Christmas Eve, which started an amazing testimony into our family. Because that year, she gave her life to Christ, and my other sister Maureen, and then they shared the message of the gospel, this good news of Jesus, to my brother Brian, and then to my sister Linda and I back at home. So in that fall, or that spring, I guess it is, in April that year, 1974, because of the Christmas Eve, because of the wonderful light of Jesus that shone into our family, we gave our hearts to Jesus. And we are here tonight to testify. This is not traditionalism. Christmas Eve is not just something we do because that's what we do. This is a testimony of the life of God that He gave for us to have salvation. And John says we have held Him and we have touched Him and we have hold on to Him and have seen Him. He's real. And he says, because of that, we have that fellowship with the Father. We have life. And then he says, we have fellowship with one another. So I just want to end as we're going to sing a couple more carols as we finish tonight. Can I just encourage you to never underestimate the power of the fellowship of God's people. First of all, with our Father through Jesus, that's got to be there. You have to have that relationship with Him. It's a personal one. It's not a head knowledge. It's not about Him. It's knowing Him. That's what John says, that we can know Him. We can have fellowship with Him and fellowship with the Father because of Him. But then he says, we share this that our joy can be full, that we will have fellowship with one another. And I'm telling you, we need each other in this day and age. We need to encourage each other. We need to pray for each other. We need to stand with one another And then we need to shed our light. We need to take the light of the gospel to the ends of the earth, to our families, to everyone who doesn't know the good news of Jesus. So my prayer tonight is that as we are meeting here tonight, you would celebrate the salvation, you would celebrate the purpose of Jesus coming just by fellowshipping together, by worshiping together, and by making much of him in this coming year. That's our prayer. And so on Christmas Eve, may the God of heaven bless you and your family. May he go with you. Whatever your circumstances are tonight, I pray that the life, the hope, the joy of Christ would touch you and touch your family. That's my prayer in Jesus' name. Let us pray together. Father, I thank you tonight that it was your plan, not ours, to send your son Jesus. You proved your love to us while we were yet sinners, while we had no thought of you, while we were in darkness, while we were lost without hope. You sent Jesus, your son, to be a savior, to be the light of the world, to bring hope, to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring the love of God into our lives. And so I thank you for that tonight, and I ask in the name of Jesus that you would minister your grace to each one in this service. And if there's one who doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, they would open up their heart tonight and just simply pray, Jesus, be Lord in my life. Come into my heart and make it your home. Come and live in me. Forgive me. And as they pray that prayer, as they open their hearts to your Spirit tonight, I pray, God, the light of the gospel would shine in. The message of Jesus would be made real to each one of us again. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you tonight.